This episode, we're talking about a situation that elevates your stress, removes your peace, your fulfillment, hurts your growth and your purpose, hurts your mental and physical health. It's busyness disease. Do you have it? Welcome to Limitless. Welcome to The Limitless Podcast. So glad that you are here. My name is Alex. I put this together because I believe you are limitless. I believe you can do anything you set your mind to, but I also know the biggest limits we face, or some of the biggest limits we face, are the ones in our own minds, our doubts, our fears, our excuses. We're going to talk about one of those today, a big one. Busy. I am busy. But I'm so busy, but I've been busy. I was working with somebody on a little project. We set a tentative date for the project. It was tentative. Follow-up was needed. They told me they would follow up with me, but they didn't. So I followed up with them 3 different times. Finally, on the afternoon before this project was to kick off the next day, I hadn't heard anything back from them. Several times, following up 3 different times, day before, they decide to finally call me and say, "Hey, are you ready to go?" I said, "No. I've emailed you. I've texted you. I followed up with you. You said you'd follow up with me. There's been zero follow-up, zero return, zero communication. Why would I think this is going through?" And they said, "Oh, but I've been so busy." And I said it without emotion, matter-of-factly. I said, "That is not an excuse not to follow up." I said, "What you're telling me is this wasn't important to you, or you can't manage your priorities." I said, "You know what? I'm actually ready to kick off tomorrow. I prepared for it just in case this was what was happening." I said, "But in the future, you should be really mindful of how you treat people, because it's going to impact the opportunities you get in the future." Again, I was calm. I was matter-of-fact. I was telling them what I would hope somebody would tell me. And again, they told me, "You don't understand how busy I've been." I said, "You can stop telling me that. We're all busy." Busyness is a disease. It's an excuse. We're all busy. Your time, my time, is no important than anybody else's. My time's no more important than yours. Yours, no more important than mine. They're equally important. And when you say things to yourself or to others like, "I don't have time," or "I wish I could do something," "I don't have time to join the gym. I don't have time to work out. I don't have time to hike. I don't have time to write. I don't have time to chase my dreams." What you're truly saying is, "It's not a priority to me. I don't have time to track calories to lose weight." Then it's not a priority to you, or you would find what worked. "I wish I had the time to go after a new job or a promotion." I hear these excuses from people all the time. They're well-intentioned. "I don't have time" is the biggest lie we tell ourselves, because when it's a priority, we make the time. If your children or pets were trapped in a burning building, you wouldn't say, "I don't have the time." You'd go in there. You put your life on the line to save them. It's a priority. Now, that may be an extreme example, but today we are faced with a plethora, a multitude of distractions and influences all around us. Social media, people, our phones, emails, text, all over. Technology is good. This is the golden age of technology and communication, yet every single thing can be used properly and well and for good or for bad. We're all busy. Where are you letting distractions and busyness disease limit you and hold you back? I see this in companies where they make people come back to an office because they want to see people in chairs. They actually don't really care about the results. They just want to see busyness. There's a time for us to be busy, to make sure our mind stays occupied. Maybe going through a difficult time, we need to stay busy. But those are few and far between. Busyness doesn't get us anywhere. It's results. It's maximizing our time. It's knowing our priorities and goals and values. Now, what was this gal really saying when she said, I was busy? What are we saying? I'm busy. I've been too busy. What we're saying, and let's be real, my time is more important than yours. Or, I can't manage my time. Or, I don't really know my true priorities, so I'm all over the place. Or, I'm more important than you. I'm self-important. Or, I really struggle with setting priorities and visions and values and goals in my life. Or, this is an excuse. And today, I'm not here to beat anybody up. But I want you to evaluate your time management, your priorities. The National Institute of Health says that busyness has become a disease. And when we're busy for busy's sake, when we can't manage our time or priorities, according to the National Institute of Health, it elevates our stress. It leads to a feeling of never being satisfied, always having to be moving. It leads to missing peace in our life, fulfillment, growth, and purpose. It hurts our mental and physical health. These aren't things Alex, Mr. Limitless, is making up. These are true limits that the National Institute of Health has discovered from our busyness disease that is like a virus out there. When COVID came about, most people did not want to get it, including yours truly, right? We did what we could. We took measures to avoid getting it. For some people, that was more than others. I used hand sanitizer. I wore a mask when it was required. Absolutely. I was very careful. I took more supplements. I made sure I got vitamin D and sunlight and vitamins and exercise to try to make my immune system stronger. Very few people, I would say a vast minority, actually wanted to get COVID, right? Most people, I would hope 99.9%, I would hope 100%, did not want to get COVID, still don't want to get COVID. Yet, busyness disease is a virus out there, and we're wide open to it, and we're doing very little to resist it. I see it all over. I see it when I'm backpacking. A couple weekends ago, I was backpacking. Did a short trip on the Pacific Crest Trail just to get out there. And I saw people oblivious to the scenery around them. Streams, waterfalls, beautiful sights and views. Oblivious. Just racking up miles with heads down. Maybe there's a time for that. But we've created a culture that can't slow down and enjoy life. What is life for? It's not just to be busy. No wonder stress, anxiety, and sleep issues are at an all-time high in the history of society and the world. Look around anywhere you're at when you see two or three people. If you see three people, at least two of them are impacted negatively by stress, anxiety, or sleep issues. We all know people personally. And what do? Instead of working on ourselves and taking the time and the patience and the diligence and to prioritize our health, we turn to pills, we turn to excuses, we turn to busyness, we turn to filling in the gaps. We need more gaps in our day. This doesn't mean we're less productive. I make sure I get gaps in my day and my time to work on myself every single day. I don't consider myself less productive than anyone. In fact, scientifically, studies have shown when you recharge, when you take downtime, you're more productive than people that don't. I know people who pride themselves on saying, I never take vacations, or I always work on my vacations. Harvard has found the people that do that are less productive than the people that actually do not work on vacations because they stretch themselves thin. They're less productive. I see it in leadership. They want busyness instead of results. When people don't have a vision or goals, or values to match up against. Decisions are hard. It's not easy to know what to do with your time. We keep moving. We all know people like this, and maybe you're like this, and I'm not here to bash you. I'm here to create awareness, to have you take a look, to stop and ask yourself some hard questions and start to make some small changes. Are you so busy you can't slow down? We all know people like this. I have to keep moving. I have to keep doing things. I can't simply stop and enjoy the day or enjoy some solitude. Burnout, attrition, and quiet quitting have risen to the top in work culture. I see it all over. Resentment, a lack of creativity in the workplace and in our personal lives because we don't have downtime. We're so busy. The busyness disease has taken hold. I read one blog in doing research for this episode. They called it busy life syndrome, and it leads to forgetfulness, absent-mindedness, a lack of focus, and a low quality of life, or a lower quality of life than you want, wish, or hope for. It hurts our attention, our time investment, and ultimately, our relationships and health. My friends, I am not immune to busyness disease. There are no amount of vitamins, or green foods, or exercise I can get that will build up my immunity to the busyness disease. And neither will you. For the busyness disease, it's not about our immune system or white blood cells or red blood cells or CoQ10. It's about a conscious choice. It's about being real with ourselves. It's about looking in the mirror. And you have this ability. There's no reason to be chronically busy. It hurts our quality of life. No reason to fall victim to distractions or to use vices to distract us from the real issues in our life. I know the mirror is the hardest place to look, but that's the place we need to look. These are the areas where we limit ourselves more than anything. Today, it's time to take time out. Strengthen that immune system, not the one in our body, the one in our mind for the busyness disease, this virus. All right, let's get into application. It's a contemplative episode here. Introspective. Will you do the work? Three pieces of application. Number one, take stock and inventory in your priorities today, because it's hard to avoid the busyness disease when you don't know your priorities, when you struggle with prioritization. When you know your values, your vision, your goals, and your priorities, making harder decisions, saying no to technology, to social media, to people, to things, to busyness becomes a lot easier. Strengthen those priorities. Number two, where do you need to slow down? Is it with your kids, your grandkids, your nieces, your nephews, your pets, your spouse, your coworkers, your friends, with yourself? Solitude is a beautiful thing. Where do you need to slow down and recharge? And number three, where has busyness become an excuse? Your time is valuable. My time is valuable. Let's make the most, because it's a finite resource. Where are you making excuses? Where are you using busyness as an excuse? I don't have time. I wish I could do this. To lose weight, to get fit, to get a raise, to get a promotion, to start the business, to start a blog, to start your own podcast, to just do what you want to do, to finally read that book or write that book. You have the power, my friends, but busyness disease will always be there. The wolf is always at the door, but you have the power in your mind, the most powerful supercomputer on the planet, your brain, to resist the busyness disease. All right, my friends, you can make the most of your time. You can prioritize. You can slow down and enjoy life and be even more productive by not being busy. Believe me. You know why? Because you are limitless.